Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, Sully. Well, in preparation for the Blitz, I have procured a massive, steaming hot black coffee for the Blitz. Let's party. Oh, man. This music, this coffee, football.
Man, coffee sounds good, too.
Let me tell you, it's piping hot.
Oh, you can't
beat
that
movie. Oh, my God. Oh, the first sip. The first sip is the best sip. Yes, Mike.
That is so true. It absolutely is. Okay.
Big black coffee.
Most questionable
big
picks.
And black.
All right, come on. Most questionable picks made by all 32 teams, including two in round one, but not the Packers. All right, that's the headline of the article. Here we go. Arizona Cardinals. I know you love this guy. I'm sure I'll butcher the name like always. Defensive tackle, Lekai Fotu. All right?
Oh, Utah?
Yes.
What about it?
Most questionable because he's a nose tackle that Arizona's likely going to try to use to replace Corey Peters. The value was just not there at round four, 111.
All right, bottom line, that Utah D-line was disgustingly nasty and mean and physical. I'm not going to sit here and question it because I love Utah. Don't you dare question drafting a Utah player.
Yep.
I understand the point, though. You're right. But they must see something where they think the skills are transferable there. You're going to bitch about a round four pick? Jeez.
Dallas Cowboys.
You say CeeDee Lamb, I'm leaving.
Nope. Number 123 overall corner, Reggie Robinson II. Said there's a lot to like, but Dallas reached way too high. They have other needs than corner that they should have addressed with that pick.
Yeah, Mike, come on. Again, a fourth round pick, a team who needed a corner. I can't really comment on the kid. What do you want me to say? You got to give me some of these where we can talk about players where it's objectionable. I can't get all crazy about fourth-round picks here.
How about Miami Dolphins? Defensive tackle Raquan Davis. There's a higher
I got an opinion
pick
on that.
Round two,
I got an
number 56 overall.
Hated the pick. That is a lazy football player. I mean, 6'5", 6'6", 320 pounds. Came onto campus with a ton of fanfare. You thought he was going to be a high first-round pick. Just never lived up. Just a guy. No interest. That was one of the rare Dolphin picks I didn't like.
What about
David,
round-
we got to tell Roberto. He's got to make a big black coffee song out of this. This is, it's too perfect.
What about round two? 37 overall. Patriots. They took safety/linebacker Kyle Duggar. He's 24 years old, making the transition from Lenore Ryan to the NFL. Now, is he a
black
safety?
Coffee.
Is he a linebacker? The pick was made way too early for New England.
Yeah, the problem is, though, I saw him in some mock drafts going in the first round. Now, the reason I'll criticize it, this is the prototypical smartest guy in the room New England Patriot draft pick.
Yep.
I mean, 24 years old, alarm bells are going off right there. Couldn't tell you where that college is that he played in. He's going to be an unbelievable player or out of the league in 2 years. And I got to be honest, the way Belichick's drafted the last few years, it's probably the latter.
Lenore Ryan's in North Carolina, by the way. Hickory, North Carolina. In case you were wondering. We move on to the Eagles. Questionable pick, round two, 53 overall, quarterback Jalen Hurts. He's an insurance policy, they say.
Okay. I don't like the player as my quarterback. But I think Doug Peterson is drafting him to be their Taysom Hill. I think they're adding a piece to their offense that is going to be very unique. I think they're going to put the ball in his hands. And I can't rip it. I understand why people are. It's the easy thing to do. But Doug Peterson's a pretty strong offensive-minded coach. I think there's a plan here. I do. And I can't go crazy about it. I love their first-round pick in Jalen Reagor. And I understand the second-round pick. Now, they got to make it work.
How about Chase Claypool? Second round, 49 overall, too. Mr. David Hall, the Flint Firebirds, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let me go to David here while I sip my coffee.
That's interesting here that I said I didn't like the pick, and they're saying that's the worst pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it's a bad fit for him. I really don't. It's a questionable pick because you had other players on the board you could have taken. That was better. I do think this is very questionable here for Pittsburgh.
Who would you rather have had at that spot, David, just so we are clear with the people?
Well, J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins was sitting there right in the basket for the Steelers to select, and they passed on him.
What's been the commentary out of Pittsburgh regarding that? I know you followed the team closely. I mean, has this pick been roundly criticized by the Pittsburgh media?
No, actually it hasn't. The media loves all their draft. They love every single pick of their draft. God. There's one guy writes for The Athletic that writes about the Steelers. He loves everything about it. He's been defending everybody tweeting him about Ben Roethlisberger questions. He's been tweeting him back saying, don't worry, everything will be fine. I'm like, do you work for the team? I don't understand it, but they love it.
Bought and paid for. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. No, and you know what? It's interesting.
Go ahead.
Hold on. It's interesting, David, because you're right. You had Cam Akers go afterwards.
Yes.
You had Dobbins go afterwards.
Yes.
Then you also had Denzel Mims go afterwards.
Yes.
Josh Uche, who reeks of a Steeler, pass rusher.
Yes.
Even a Christian Fulton. There were a lot of players later in that round. I think David's onto something here, Sullivan. Yes.
All right, two more for you. Seahawks, first-round pick, 27 overall. Questionable linebacker Jordan Brooks.
No, and I'll tell you why. Well, and David's laughing. No. Go ahead, David, you first.
No, you go ahead. No, go ahead. I want to hear you.
I'll tell you why. I heard Pete Carroll talking about this draft pick. They draft guys based on who they want to coach and on who will respond to their coaching. And when you look at Seattle and how they found Bobby Wagner and they found Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor and they found Chris Carson and Russell Wilson, like, I respect their process because it's paid dividends. When you look at how they've identified linebackers, I think there's something to it. This guy looks like a Seahawk linebacker. He's a tackling machine. High IQ, high motor. It made sense to me. David, go ahead. You were giggling. Do I have the wrong read on this? Have I been seduced by Pete Carroll?
I think you have, because it didn't make sense to anybody before he spoke. I think a lot of people were questioning.
Jeez.
They felt that it was too high for Jordan Brooks. But, you know, if the coaching staff and the GM believe that they got a guy that fits them, so be it.
Wow. David just knifing Jordan Brooks. Is it because he spells his name J-O-R-D-Y-N?
No, I'm a fan of that spelling, actually. So
is that what you're naming your next child, David? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
You said you love the name.
I don't know.
All right. Titans, last one, first round, pick 29, offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson. He was a late second, early third round pick in this draft class. They selected him way too high.
Oh, boy. All right. I understand the criticism there, but here's the problem. Let's take a look at the second round, and let's take a look at when does the next tackle go? Well, let me scroll through my notes. Beep, bop, boop, bop, boop, bop, boop, bop, beep. Mike, there's not another tackle going in the second round until pick 58 in Ezra Cleveland. They really made a decision between Ezra Cleveland and Isaiah Wilson, and they believe Wilson was the better player. No? So that's the relevance of it. They were down to probably their last first-round graded tackle. They took him. And if they didn't take him there, they're sitting there at pick, 61, and Cleveland's not on the board, and now you're down into the tackles you don't want. I can't kill that pick. I think the best part, too, is Isaiah Wilson got drafted in the first round, and Mom went in and snatched up the girlfriend. Get off my son.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.